they are collecting any sort of fines and fees that are past due or allegedly past due. That could be anything from a traffic ticket to fines and fees related to felonies and misdemeanors.
Your story also focused on a collection agency that is chasing some of these old debts down for counties in Illinois. Why do some people have an issue with the government using collection agencies to recover fines?
People were not so much concerned about the fact that they have contracted with these third-party debt collectors, but that the practice they are utilizing is to go back and try to collect on fines that are so old. They are going back on fines and fees in some cases that are 40, 45 years old. And the issue being, you know, how you can prove that you've paid if you have paid, or why they hadn't reached out sooner.
For the story, you talked to a woman who was contacted about a traffic ticket that was over 20 years old, and she was sure she'd paid it. Can you tell us a little bit about her experience?
So Bridget Harris, and she lives with her husband in Mississippi, and her parents live in Southern Illinois, and they visit them every year several times. They were driving up from Mississippi in January of 1994 when her husband James was pulled over by the Carroll Police Department. She remembers it well. He remembers it well. It's one of those things that kind of sticks in your mind. She remembers at the time having to pay by cashier's check. So she had to go to the bank and go through that whole process. What she reported to me was everything was squared away and they never thought another thing about it. And they have lived in the same home that was on the ticket, the address on the ticket, up until 4 years ago. So for 16 years, they never got any mail asking about payment for the ticket. And then, you know, this October, they got this letter from Credit Collection Partners asking for $244 and some change. And she was upset, and she said, you know, we didn't know. We just thought, well, I guess we'll have to pay it, even though we thought we did. And she, on a hunch, went out in the barn, and she described it as a miracle. She said, I was digging through all these papers in this plastic bin, and I was able to find the receipt.
Yeah, and you brought that up to some of the folks in your story, kind of asking, like, what is the recourse here if you get a call about or a letter about a ticket from 20, 30 years ago, and you know you paid it, but you don't have the documentation? What can those folks do if that happens?
Well, they really can't do anything, and I think that's what's questionable about this practice. I think even, you know, standards are for keeping tax records and other receipts, it's about 7 years, 10 years at the most that consumer agencies recommend for people to keep their receipts for proof of payment of various things. So, you know, 20, 30 years, a lot of us aren't going to have those documents.
Is this to some degree driven by budget shortfalls, and does the state budget impasse play into it?
I certainly think so. I think you have to read between the lines and know that it certainly does in terms of county officials looking for any way that they can think of to make ends meet right now. In Alexander County, which is in a lot of financial trouble, they are owed $55,000 by the state, and that's a lot of money for them because they are currently $1.6 million in debt. And they were borrowing monthly to make payroll, and they've reached their debt limit, so they can borrow no more until they make some payments. They've laid off half their sheriff's deputies. They've laid off some other county courthouse workers. According to the circuit clerk down there, he said that the county board said, you know, anybody have any ideas? And he had seen that some of his neighboring counties, like Massac, had done this and had been sort of touting that they'd received this big check. And he said, you know, I thought, why aren't we doing that? And got in touch with Credit Collection Partners, and they said they looked through their information and thought they could bring them in as much as $2 million, which, again, in tiny Alexander County would be a huge deal for them.